This is Educate, a podcast from APM Reports about ideas and research on how we teach and learn. I'm Stephen Smith. To become a doctor, medical students have to sit through hours and hours of classroom lectures. Well, that may be changing. Some medical schools are getting rid of in-class lectures and turning to the flipped model of education. That's where students watch or listen to recorded lectures on their own before class, then spend class time working on projects. The Lerner College of Medicine at the University of Vermont is doing just that. Dr. Bill Jeffries is a senior associate dean for medical education there. He spoke to APM Reports associate producer Ryan Katz.
Hello, hello.
Hello, Ryan.
Thanks for joining us today.
Certainly, certainly.
So, down to brass tacks, tell us, what exactly is a flipped model of education?
So, in a normal lecture-based curriculum, you go, and I don't know how you did it when you were in college, but what I did was I showed up for lecture and listened for the first time to material that was taught by a professor. And then I went home, and sometime before the test, I tried to make sense of it. In the flipped model, you do the homework first. So you have to learn a certain amount of material and get some knowledge transfer either from a paper or a book or a video that you watch online, and then come to the lecture or the education time, come to that time armed with that information and work usually in groups to solve problems that require that information as part of the solution.
How do you think that is going to impact the way that professors teach and organize their classes?
The parlance in the slang in medical education is, instead of being the sage on the stage, you have to become the guide on the side.
What do you mean?
So instead of being the diva, I love lecturing. You get up there and you get to expound for 50 minutes on a topic that you're an expert on and nobody else in the room is. And so your knowledge goes unquestioned. You get to make your own jokes. It's really fun to be a lecturer if you're really good at it. But the students, on the other hand, are just sitting there like lumps. And you're just guessing that later on they're going to apply this knowledge and going on faith that your performance is going to be remembered. To being the guide on the side, however, is you're still the expert in the room. However, the students have assimilated information. Very often the information comes from you anyway. It could come from a recorded lecture that you've placed on the learning system. And they come in and they assimilate that information, and now they struggle in the classroom while you're there to try to solve problems.
What evidence is there that this model produces better students or better doctors?
Well, it's been a well-studied model. Now, there's not a huge amount of evidence in medical schools, but we know that in the teaching of science, there is a tremendous amount of evidence. In 2014, there was a paper in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences that was a meta-analysis, that is a study of all the studies, that looked at the teaching of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics in colleges. And they looked at all of the studies that compared active learning methods with lecture-based curricula. And they didn't find any studies that showed that lecturing was superior to active learning. What they did find, though, that the 225 studies showed that active learning was superior to lecturing. And that study was pretty compelling, and that led to an editorial that was in Nature in 2015, which said that essentially it might be unethical to teach any other way. And, you know, if this were a disease and we had two different drugs for the disease, one of which didn't work as well as the other, wouldn't you want the best drug, not the inferior drug? So that's the really compelling evidence that helped propel us toward this decision. What we are primarily proposing to do is to transform the way that we do medical education based on the published literature about how the human brain works and about how people learn and about what the most effective methods seem to be. We teach evidence-based medicine. Why wouldn't we want to believe in evidence-based education.
Going off that, you've been a professor, educator, administrator for nearly three decades.
Yes, thanks for that reminder.
I'm wondering how you think the flipped classroom model can apply more widely to students outside of medical school.
Oh, I think it's probably generalizable outside of that. I think that having students do most of the work in the classroom is really the way to go for most education programs. You know, I hate to badmouth the lecturer, but I think that pretty much no matter where you are, you can probably come up with a better way than having everyone sit in the auditorium and listen to you talk.
What have you heard from your faculty colleagues about potentially banning lectures at the College of Medicine?
Yes. Well, you know, as you can imagine, not everyone's happy about that because it's a culture change, and lectures are fun, and they're actually the easiest way to teach. And the dark secret of medical education is that most of the teachers in medical schools have never had a single day of training on how to be a teacher. So what you do is you mimic the types of teaching that you've seen before. So that's one of the things that we've taken very head-on, and we've created what we have called a College of Medicine Teaching Academy. And we are creating programs to help faculty through this and to ensure that all of our faculty have a scholarly approach to teaching and who are well-equipped with this armamentarium of different methods that help students learn.
What are the potential downsides here? Is there a danger that the medical school could turn off prospective students, for example?
You know, if a student wants to sit in lecture and not interact and to learn in a passive way and sit at home and memorize facts, I don't know that this is the medical school for them. And we've just changed our entire admissions process to more appropriately reflect the types of competencies that would make them successful in our curriculum, and also the types of competencies that the profession and the public expect of a physician.
Yeah, and it might potentially attract other students who might not otherwise attend medical school, for example. I've heard that there's evidence that the flipped classroom model might be able to shrink achievement gaps. Is that right?
That is true. The data show that underrepresented minorities and women show a greater improvement relative to white men when they are put into an active learning environment. Everyone improves, but women and underrepresented minorities improve more. So we're very happy with that, and it's another reason to embrace it.
That was Dr. Bill Jeffries, a senior associate dean at Lerner College of Medicine at the University of Vermont. He talked with APM Report's associate producer, Ryan Katz. You can find a link to his work at apmreports.org, and while you're there, you can check out our archive of podcasts and documentaries about education. We'd love to hear what kinds of thoughts and questions this podcast and our other work may bring up for you. Contact information is at our website, apmreports.org, or you could write a review on iTunes. That way, other people will find this podcast. We're on Facebook at APM Reports and on Twitter, where our handle is @EducatePodcast, one word. Support for APM Reports comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Spencer Foundation, and Lumina Foundation. I'm Stephen Smith. Thanks for listening. This is APM.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.